From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Wednesday, March 19th. President Donald Trump signed a short-term spending bill over the weekend. It prevented a government shutdown and outlined where federal funds will go over the next 6 months. As NSPR's Alex Dutson reports, that budget does not include money that rural schools have historically used to stay afloat.
For decades, the Secure Rural Schools Act helped subsidize the budget of school districts with a lot of federal land that can't be taxed to benefit schools. But those funds were recently removed from the federal budget and were not introduced back into the spending bill before it passed. North State Congressman Doug LaMalfa has proposed a bill to reauthorize the funds. According to an email from his office, he's working with House leadership to expedite it and is pursuing getting the funding passed as a standalone bill or as part of a larger legislative package. As future funding remains unclear, many North State schools could be left with significant budget shortfalls. Nearly all North State counties received these funds, and Plumas, Trinity, and Siskiyou were all given more than $3 million last year. In Chico, I'm Alex Dutson.
In other news, Shasta County supervisors are suing a state agency claiming freedom of speech infringements surrounding union activities. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
The Freedom Foundation filed the lawsuit yesterday on behalf of the Board of Supervisors and one county employee. The California Public Employment Relations Board is the agency named in the suit. Current law prevents public employers from communicating with employees about union issues. That includes telling an employee that they can opt out of a union. Shasta supervisors called this a gag rule and cite a 2018 Supreme Court decision in support of their claim. But in that case, the court didn't mention the role of employers. It only ruled that public employees aren't required as a non-union member to support union actions. The Freedom Foundation is a conservative think tank that has generally taken an anti-union stance. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
And a homeless aid group has created a fund to push back against anti-homeless laws and policies at the federal, state, and local level. The National Homeless Law Center, a legal advocacy group, has created the Fight Back Fund to educate the public, organize, and fund legal defenses. According to the center, there have been more than 150 anti-homelessness bills passed in the country since the Supreme Court ruled last summer that governments could punish homeless residents sleeping outside. The city of Chico tried to change its policies and speed up its ability to remove encampments in the wake of that decision. That request is currently under consideration from a federal judge. Also, Redding Rancheria is moving ahead with its future healthcare facility. KRCR reports hundreds gathered at a groundbreaking ceremony earlier this week. The nearly 200-square-foot health village will provide comprehensive medical care to tribal members, blending Western and Eastern medical practices. It will provide amenities like indoor and outdoor pools, spas, and workout spaces. Construction on the $230 million facility is expected to take about 2 years. And finally, California Chief Justice Patricia Guerrero reaffirmed the state's role in enforcing federal immigration law Tuesday during the annual State of Judiciary Address to a joint session of the legislature.
The federal government, of course, has the right and obligation to do its job, but it cannot, consistent with the 10th Amendment, compel states to enforce federal immigration law.
Guerrero cited a 2017 California law prohibiting the use of state and local resources to assist federal immigration enforcement. She also spotlighted a law prohibiting civil arrests in state and federal courthouses throughout California.
It is within our purview to ensure that all members of the public can freely and safely access our state courts, to safeguard individual rights, and to promote the fair and timely administration of justice.
While immigration officials may be barred from courtrooms, President Trump did revoke a federal policy that prevented them from entering sensitive areas such as churches, schools, and hospitals. In response to changes in federal policy, state officials have been hosting Know Your Rights seminars for undocumented immigrants. And those were your headlines for Wednesday, March 19th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, you can visit our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.